All right, two big stories this last week. That was the one. The other one, the stock markets have been a mess this week. In fact, yesterday, I cautiously backed away from my Reuters computer in disbelief. I've never seen so much red in my life before. Many traders also haven't seen this before. This includes some who have been trading for over two decades. I know we're chatting to David Shapiro from Sasfin, and he said he's never seen this before, and he's been there many, many, many years. There has been a global stock market rout this year, and this has gone down and gone down. The cause is twofold. It's called the two black swan events that have happened over the past week. On the line is CEO of Anchor Capital, Peter Armitage. Hi, Peter. Good evening. Welcome to The Money Show.
Good evening, Ray.
What a week. And I think the big thing is today we saw things bouncing back a little bit. Is this sort of the end of the storm, or do we just don't we know?
Sorry, these things tend to last a fair time. What's quite positive from a forward-looking perspective is that things have fallen quite sharply, quite quickly. So you can act with a little bit more certainty. The global markets are down about 25-26%. That's a big move. An extreme move is 35%. So you could well go down another 5 or 10%, but you know, you're then in regions where historically it's always been a good time to get back into equity markets. So we think from here it's been painful, but there is some money to be made.
But of course, traders wouldn't be selling off now. They wouldn't be panicking, like you say. They may be just holding back, thinking, don't worry, in 6 months' time, we'll be back.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so, you know, where you want to get to. So, you know, let's say the market starts at 100, it goes down to 70, and then comes back to 100. The focus is to try and emerge with that 100 being 110. You know, so we haven't felt the full brunt of the downside, and you want to be in the right shares on the upside. The world has changed dramatically over the course of the last 2 weeks, certainly in terms of people's expectations. There's the oil price and there's the coronavirus. Things have worsened a lot. So the market is pricing in a very, very poor scenario, and it might not be as bad. And it's just very different to the global financial crisis of 2008, where bank balance sheets were destroyed. Banks are what transmit central bank policy through to consumers. But ultimately, it took 10 years for those to be properly repaired. The coronavirus and oil impacts, we think, could well be transitory, and within 6 to 8 months, there'll be a memory, and some companies will be left with big damage. If you think of something like a cruise ship company, Royal Caribbean's down from $140 to $35. You know, they might be empty for 6 months and make massive losses, but most companies, I think of something like a Nike, has come off 25-30%. Great business. The earnings might be down a little bit this year as a result of what's happening, but they're the same business next year once we're through the system.
I'm thinking about insurance companies. I see the Cape Jazz Festival is now being cancelled. Insurance companies must be in trouble as well.
Yeah, so it's probably not as bad as, there's a kind of loss of profits type equation, but no really big event has happened that will result. You know, it's not as clear cut as a fire or a theft so there's a global scare and consumer demand has slowed down. Many instances, that's not really something that's insured.
Peter, at any point did you see this coming? The traders see this coming. It was the perfect storm this week. Yesterday, I mean, the JSE dropping 10% and fast. I think it was the speed that got everybody. Did you see this coming? Did anyone sort of predict this?
No. I mean, that's why we called it two black swans. I mean, it was totally unpredictable that, you know, a Chinese guy eating a pangolin would result in Royal Caribbean cruises being cancelled 3 months later. So everybody's had to, you know, the one upside is, I guess, the pangolin's been saved out of all of this because people won't want to eat them anymore. But, it was completely unpredictable. The oil price, the Russians decided to pull out of OPEC, and you saw the oil price go down $15, $20, 30% in no time at all. So we had in our offshore portfolios, the market was getting fairly expensive. So we'd moved into a little bit of cash, we'd taken a bit of profit, but that was nothing to do with being able to predict these uncertain events. So, you've got to look at the events, you've got to assess whether they have a short or a long-term or a permanent impact. And, it's also a big test of this kind of active-passive trend that's happened in the world. And if you picture people selling out of ETFs and passive funds, they're selling an index. So every single share gets sold. So what we get excited about as active managers is the quality shares have gone down in many instances as much as the companies where they've got balance sheet issues. So, you know, you can pick those up at, you know, we can pick up great companies at values 20, 30, 40% below where they were at their peak.
Yeah. In fact, I walked past somebody and I said to them, the markets have crashed. And he turned around and said, no, Ray, it's a sale. It's lovely. So I suppose you could make some cash.
Yeah, I mean, we always say if you're in Edgar's and somebody screams, you know, shirts aren't 30% cheaper in the shirt department, people will go and buy them. Yeah. In the stock market, when it goes down 30%, people want to run for the hills. But we've had an interesting client experience where it's gone down so quickly, so sharply that everybody knows that you don't panic when the market's down this much when it, you know, we don't think it's justified. So I think there's a fair amount of patience. But also what happens when the market plummets like this is there are forced sellers. You know, people who've got debt against things, people who've bought stuff in CFDs, where a bank tells you have to sell the shares today. And we've seen a few instances of that too. So the key theme is that people are selling without reference to valuation and are valuation agnostic. And if you can buy shares at a time when, you know, valuations always count in the medium to long term. Yeah. So if you can buy shares where, you know, the valuation looks fantastic from people who just have to sell to sort out their balance sheets, that presents a very attractive equation.
Yeah, you're actually quite right. CEO of Anchor Capital, Peter Armitage, great to have you on The Money Show. Thank you.